Joe Root. We'll start with your burgeoning trophy cabinet. You picked up the Young Player of the Year award at the Players Award dinner at the weekend, and you've got the LV Breakthrough Player of the Year award today, which you received from Mike Gatting. It's been a good few days.
Yeah, it's always nice to hear that other people are pleased with the way you're progressing, and you know, hopefully I can continue to do what I'm doing and even better it, and you know, keep doing the right things for Yorkshire.
It's only your second season for Yorkshire, your second full season, but you've been scoring runs consistently throughout. That double century at Southampton stands out, but you beat off some good players there on the shortlist for that award today.
Well, yeah, it's nice to get the recognition of the players, as I said, but a lot of credit goes to the lads that were involved in the award. They've all had fantastic seasons, and you know, I wish everyone involved you know, the very best for their careers. And it is a nice touch that I've won it, but hopefully I can bear it next season and continue to improve my game.
Got a very nice watch as part of the package and a big bottle of champagne, which I'm sure you haven't drunk quite yet.
Not just yet, maybe soon.
But it's yeah, nice prize to have, and to get it off Mike Gatting, yeah, this morning must be quite special.
Yeah, obviously, as I said before, it's a very proud moment for myself, and you know, I'm just really proud of what I've achieved this season, but I want to improve and I want to get better, and I want this just to be the start of things, so hopefully I've laid a nice platform to go on from, and I've had plenty of good experiences this summer that stand me in good stead for the future, and hopefully I can move on from them and become a better player from what I've learnt so far.
A lot of people talking about you at the moment, with Andrew Strauss finishing in the Test arena. Is that something you've got half an eye on?
Not really. I mean, that's completely out of my hands. I just want to try and get Yorkshire back in that first division. We've done fantastic well in the 2020s, and our one day games improved throughout the season, so hopefully come the end of the season we're back in that first division, and we'll lay ourselves a good platform for next season where we can then push on and try and do more great things.
It's always hard for an interviewer to try and get a player to blow his own trumpet, but I'm sure if you got the call from England, you'd say yes to it. Do you think you'd be able to contribute to the Test arena? Are you ready for that?
I think that's a question you can't answer until you get there. I think you'd be very naive in trying to assume things like that from this position here. So, you know, I'll come to that bridge if the opportunity arises down the line. But as I said, I'm just really concentrating on trying to do the best I can for Yorkshire and get us in as many good positions as possible, opening the batting here, and hopefully we can nail on some wins and get back in that first division.
I'll interview you again after your first few tests, and I'll ask you the question again then. Looking at this game, going back to Headingley today, it's very nicely poised, isn't it, for Yorkshire? Now, those two wickets at the end there, huge for the game.
Fantastic. You know, Steve's bowled well throughout the season, and he deserved those two wickets tonight. Four maidens in six overs or something just shows the pressure he built at his end. City as well backed him up with Mags, the over he bowled as well. So hopefully, you know, we can go into tomorrow and try and get them four, maybe five down by the time they get level with our score, and really put them on the back foot, and you know, that should put us in good stead. And there's plenty of time left in the game, so you know, even if they get a partnership, we're not going to panic. We know we're well on top now, and you know, going in tomorrow, we're very confident that we can get ourselves in a good position come the end of the day if we play well.